Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CeeLo in for Jerry this morning. Now, he is back at the studio, so I don't know what his power situation is at this moment, if he's still out, if his family is still displaced because of the tropical storm, but he is there with the cardboard cutouts of Boomer and Phil behind him once again. Good morning, CeeLo. What's going on?
Good morning. The situation is still no power, even though half my development has theirs back. And as I was telling Al, I had him guess this morning as I was waking up or just getting out of bed from an afternoon nap because I couldn't fall asleep because it was so freaking hot. You want to take a stab at what my upstairs thermostat read yesterday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm going to say 92.
Oh, wow, that would have been really bad. 89 it topped out yesterday. It was 86 when we went to bed last night, so it was a problem.
It was a problem. It's tough, you know. You got a bed, you got a house. Yeah, tough stuff.
No sympathy from Boomer.
California king, too.
Yeah.
As well.
That's right.
So, I mean, you could have put the whole family in there, and it could have been like a sauna and a steam room all in one.
Yeah, it could have been like the Willy Wonka family, you know, when the grandpa and the grandma, everybody's in the bed at once together. It could have been like that situation.
I mean, that's usually the way it ends up at some point in the middle of the night. We don't start out that way, but with two young boys, they usually find their way into our room.
I'm surprised your young boys didn't say, you know, where's grandpa, man? His place down at the beach was awesome. That's right.
Yeah, I did.
Daddy,
have
can we sponge more off of grandpa?
I had a couple people ask me yesterday, how's your parents' beach house? I'm like, let me make it clear, that's not their beach house. They just rented it for the week. So let's just pump the brakes there a little bit.
So you go from a nice beach house for free to back to an 89 degree second floor house.
That's right. No power, no AC.
Yeah, we put all the food from the world. I mean, the rest of us are just going through the same thing.
That's right. Yes. Your house, Boomer, is 89 degrees?
Yesterday, I think it was, yes.
Yeah. Okay. When you went to bed last night, was it 89? 86?
No, I think it was like 92, actually.
92? You slept at 92?
Yeah, I got no sleep, so I'm not worried about it. You know what? I'm just rocking and rolling. Let's go. Let's just keep going.
Let's rock and roll.
Things could be worse, man.
Yeah, of course, they could always be worse.
I mean, the Yankees should have won yesterday if it weren't for Angel Hernandez, both games. Man, he sucks.
Okay, well, we'll get into that. Brought to you by Winters Bros Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. You left out the part where they allowed 11 runs in losing the opener of that doubleheader with the Phillies, and then had all sorts of trouble with Aaron Nola in the nightcap, but eventually they did get after the Philadelphia bullpen.
Another 3-2 pitch to Tauchman. Line into right field. That's a base hit. That's going to find the gap. Stanton will score. Harper gets it back in. Tauchman stops at second. So a ribby double for Mike Tauchman, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
How about Tauchman, man? He had a nice little doubleheader, didn't he?
He's a good player.
He's a really good player.
To have on your roster. Ricardo, seventh inning call on the fan. Go ahead, Boomer.
I was just going to say, like, Clint Frazier is, like, nowhere to be found.
He's tweeting videos of home runs he's hitting in sim games in Scranton.
Ah, it's unbelievable. I feel bad for that kid.
Of course,
man.
I do as well.
I really do. You know what? And Andujar's pressing. Gleyber Torres is pressing.
Sanchez is a mess.
Yeah, Sanchez is a mess right now.
And they're still in good shape. And Gio Urshela with an RBI single. He was 2-for-3, and the bullpen closed out a 3-1 victory, so they split the twin bill at Citizens Bank Park. First seven-inning experience for Tauchman and company. He's on board with the change.
I'm kind of all for it. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to seven-inning doubleheader every single Sunday and every single Monday off going forward. I'm I'm just saying.
Before his big hit, Nola had struck out 12 Yanks over six innings, but the Yankee pitchers kept them in the game. Jonathan Loaisiga opened, got seven outs, followed by Avalon, Green, Ottavino, and Britton, latter earning his fifth save. Aaron Boone says just had to grind this one out.
Obviously, we have a lot of good players, and we have such a prolific offense, but the bottom line is it's not going to be easy every night, and you got to find a way.
Luke Voit homered in the second, his fourth of the season. Mentioned Gary Sanchez, 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. He's batting 074. Also got drilled on the elbow, so they'll have to check him out later today leading up to the series finale. It'll be Jordan Montgomery opposed by Zach Eflin with pregame coverage on The Fan at 525. Now, in Game 1, Jay Happ struggled again. Four runs allowed on three hits and six walks across three innings. He took the loss. And then they threw rookie Nick Nelson to the Wolves. Seven runs in an inning and two-thirds. Aaron Judge did hit a three-run homer late to make it a closer score, his seventh of the season, but the Yanks lost that game 11-7. Zach Wheeler, six innings, a three-run ball, two earned, to improve to 2-0 in his first two starts.
How about Gordy hitting another home run?
He's coming on a little bit. He's finding the swing. So he's certainly found it more than Sanchez has.
I was gonna say, eventually, though, you know, Torres and Sanchez and those guys and Andujar are going to get going. And, you know, and obviously the other guys will cool off a little bit. And that's the beauty of having the depth that the Yankees have and the different types of players and matchups that they can create. So their biggest problems right now are Happ and Paxton, don't you think?
Yeah, I was thinking that this morning. You know, when you look at what the Dodgers are doing in the National League and that they're the favorite, and if the Yankees get that far and they get to face them, one of these lefties is going to have to step up somewhere along the way. So I wouldn't expect it to be Happ in the postseason. Paxton worries me less because it's early. He's coming off the surgery. He's got time to get himself right. Maybe it's Jordan Montgomery, but beyond Tanaka
Jordan
and
Montgomery's
Cole,
been good.
He has, but you just wonder when you get to that big situation, he's a young player. He hasn't pitched much the last couple of years. You know, how will it look when they get to those high-pressure games?
Right. How about the bullpen in the second game?
They were great.
No hit.
They were great.
Except for Loaisiga. Loaisiga, I think, gave up three hits. Everybody after that, no hit the Phillies.
Can't ask for much more. And then that allowed them to push Montgomery off to tonight's finale. As for the Mets, they got themselves back into the win column.
Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Smith hits it hard. Right center field. Long run for Robles moving toward the alley. He will have to play it off the wall. It's a base hit for Smith. Nimmo scores from third. Alonso's on his way to third. He'll stop there. Dominic Smith with an RBI doubles. The Mets tack on. Here against Sean Doolittle, they lead 3-1 in the seventh.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880. We're seeing what? The Dom's a good player? Is
that what
you're
saying? Is you're seeing the absence of Yoenis Cespedes and what it means to the Mets and some of the players that are benefiting from his absence. And what I see is a happy dugout.
Okay.
That's why they're 500 since Cespedes left.
I see. Putting all the pieces together.
Yeah, that's all it takes is a happy dugout.
Very tidy.
Hey, wow. All right. Everybody's good. Happy, man.
Yeah, I feel.
Hey, these guys.
I mean,
here's
the biggest difference is
they beat Soroka and Scherzer.
Well, I know what you're getting.
Barely pitched.
They
one guy tears an Achilles.
Same thing.
Right.
They started the games and they beat Soroka and they beat Scherzer, two of the best pitchers in the National League.
And you can dress it up however you'd like. Insurance run there.
Don't take that away from them.
Come on now. You don't take away the win, but let's not act like they went toe-to-toe with both of those staff aces for the Braves and the
Nationals. It's not my fault they couldn't make it through the game.
Okay. All right.
Is that the Mets' fault either?
It's not his fault that I've got no power.
It's
not his fault that these guys are getting hurt.
How about we got a break finally? You know, Met fans are like, oh, well, we never get any breaks. Well, we got two breaks. Soroka, unfortunately, they both became, you know, guys got injured. Scherzer said it's going to be minor. He'll be back for his next start, it sounds like. But, you know, Soroka, you don't like to see anybody lose their season, especially to an Achilles.
That was
pitcher.
A bad one, yeah.
I mean, you don't want that. But the Mets got a break, two breaks, in fact, because you just missed two of the best pitchers.
And they took advantage, which is what you want. Yes.
That's what I'm talking. Things are turning around, man. I'm telling you.
Get excited.
See, Gio is so down on the Mets right now, and I get it. I understand. But you know what? One pitch, one inning, one
game.
There we go. Ranger season's over, so we're going to apply that mantra now to the Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck. I mean, have fun. Listen, if that's the approach you want,
how
if you want to take that positive approach to the Mets, go for it.
84 pitches.
Well, that's the difference. It's not a happy dugout. It's not Yoenis Cespedes leaves and everybody's on cloud nine. It's the fact that Porcello actually gave you a major league effort for the first time this year. Yeah. That was the difference.
It's a good place to start.
If he can continue to do that,
That's his 150th win, by the way.
Yes. Seven innings of five-hit, one-run ball. Seth Lugo with the six-out save. His second. Mets did beat the Nationals 3-1, splitting the quick two-game series. Luis Rojas' defense even flashing some leather in this one.
What a great defensive game we played, from Conforto's throw to the plays that J.D. made, to the plays that Jimenez is making.
And J.D. Davis, the third, getting it done. Porcello, the beneficiary on a night where pretty much everything went according to plan.
The job the guys did tonight, defensively, offensively, you know, that big hit that Dom had to spread the lead out, everything that went on tonight was awesome.
It all came together in this one, and now they get a much-needed day off. Here's Davis on the feeling around the team.
I would tell you the boys are a little tired. I think in the last seven or eight days, on all getaway days, we've been getting in around 4:30 at night.
He did say it's no excuse, but the rest is certainly welcomed after opening the season with 13 straight games, a 5-8 start. They will be back home to host the Marlins beginning tomorrow night. How about Miami? They come off the COVID layoff with their taxi squad. They win 3 in a row against the Orioles, sweeping a doubleheader from Baltimore yesterday, 2-1 and 1-0.
How about that?
You don't see those numbers at Camden Yards very often. So their pitchers getting the job done against
Baltimore. You know
what that
is? That's no excuse baseball. That's what that is.
Nice job by them.
Yeah, it's also the
you see how you're making excuses.
It's also the fact they played
you got a hot house and all that other stuff, making excuses left and right. I mean, you don't hear Don Mattingly or Derek Jeter making excuses.
Well, I mean,
but think about the Orioles, by the way, too. Can you be any worse than
they were 5-1
Orioles?
Before the Marlins came in. Now they're 5-4.
Yeah, I get it. Fine. They're an embarrassment.
You know what it is?
It's
just that Jeter and Mattingly have that Yankee blood. They just know how to get it done.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. The Dodgers used a couple of Jock Peterson homers to edge the Padres 7-6. L.A. now 9-4. The Diamondbacks with a 9 spot in the fourth inning to beat up the Astros 14-7. Cubs and Twins are both 10-2. Chicago beat the Royals 6-1 for their sixth consecutive win in Minnesota. Minnesota raced the Pirates 5-2. They've also won 6 straight. Angels lost to the Mariners 7-6, but Mike Trout again showing that he's just a ridiculous player. He's got 3 homers and 7 at-bats since coming off the paternity list. They have averaged 400 feet, so he is certainly not rusty coming off a couple of days off.
And he wants to be tested every day for COVID-19.
If he's willing, why not?
Well, no, he said he basically said, "Look, I want everybody being tested."
Do they have those sort of capabilities?
I don't know why not. I mean, all these other leagues seem to have it.
All right. Go for it. These guys are willing. Why not? Little different experience for the Nets last night coming off their surprising win over the Bucks. They lose by a cool 34 points to the Celtics, 149-115. The final, Brooklyn missing out on a chance to officially clinch a playoff berth. 2-2 thus far down in Orlando with 4 games to go. The Thunder roughed up LeBron and the Lakers 105-86. L.A. 2-2 so far in Orlando. They did lock up the 1 seed and bested the Clippers in their restart opener, but they haven't exactly looked like world beaters thus far. And LeBron says still adjusting to their new environment.
It's a totally different situation than any other situation I've been in my career. So I have zero experience with having the number 1 seed inside of a bubble. During seeding games, playing in August.
They'll turn around and play the Rockets in the last of 6 games on today's schedule. Boomer didn't like that. I knew you wouldn't like that one. A lot of excuses built in there, I guess. But they've got the 1 seed.
He had tongue firmly planted in cheek when he was saying everything that he was saying.
Okay, fair enough. Did you catch Kevin Durant making a finals prediction for us?
Anyway,
No. So now, I will say, again, as usual, the headline reads worse than the quote. Especially because he is a member of the Nets. They are technically in this, and he's not picking them to go to the finals. Not that you would, but you would think maybe wait till your team's eliminated to say anything. But he joined yet another one of these podcasts that I'm not familiar with, Play for Keeps podcast. So he said, if I had to choose, and I hate doing that because you never know what could happen. You saw that with us last year. But if I had to choose, I'd go with the Clippers and the Bucks. And he's taking the Clippers. He's taking Kawhi and company to win the whole thing.
He's just poking at LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the motivation there. That makes some sense.
I think so, yeah. Right.
I wonder what his Nets teammates think of that. Not even giving them a chance, but
they don't have a chance.
Okay, but Boomer, think about it.
Does he know any of his teammates?
Right. Well, I agree with all that. I'm not saying they have a chance, but he is a member of the team and a representative of the organization. So, Boomer, if you were playing on the Nets right now, how would that make you feel? Or would you not care?
Is he on the team? Is he a player?
Right.
He'd
be slinging arrows at him.
I think he's more like Gio is for our softball team, like an ambassador.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't expect Gio to say that we would lose. I'd be very mad at my ambassador If Gio said that.
Take the sash away.
Yes, I would.
I don't know where that sash is. It's probably somewhere in my office that I haven't been in 6 months.
Do you need me to check it out or anything now that I'm here?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, if you want to go in there, see what's going on. See if anybody put anything in there, took any. Well, you wouldn't know if anything was taken out. I got a feeling someone raided that office. That's why I should have locked it on the way out of there.
Little did you know.
Stuff in there.
When you walked out of there, you didn't know that you'd be gone 5 months, I'm sure, right?
I did not, no. I thought I was going to come back. That's why there was some stuff, like my real headphones are in there. There was some Clorox wipes that anybody can use, obviously.
Oh, those are gone, I'm sure. I'm sure those were pillaged.
Without a doubt. And I think Eddie even said the other day when I mentioned that, I was like, yeah, there could be some Clorox wipes. It's a Lysol. He goes, thank you for the wipes. I said, I didn't even tell you you could have them.
He had the inside info. He knew where to go. The Islanders not done with the Panthers just yet. They lose 3-2 yesterday up in Toronto. They still lead the series 2-1. They'll try to close it out again tomorrow afternoon. Arizona, Montreal, and Chicago all taking 2-1 leads in their series as well. And the Bruins, who had the league's best record when the regular season was cut short by the coronavirus, will not have the 1 or 2 seed in the East after dropping their first two round-robin games to the Flyers and the Lightning.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So they kind of come out of this thing with a general malaise. And, there's a team that's getting screwed. You know, and Carolina thought they were getting screwed because they were playing the Rangers. Turned out that's the best thing that ever could have happened to them.
That's right.
But, you know, you have a couple teams right now. The Canadiens are 2-1 over the Penguins. The Arizona Coyotes are 2-1 over Nashville.
Yep.
Both of those would be considered upsets.
And Chicago over Edmonton.
And Chicago over Edmonton, yeah. So, wow. And, you know, Chicago, Jonathan Toews had 2 goals again. Man, he
playoff,
is just
playoff guy.
Games. He is a playoff guy. Yep.
Yes, he is. NFL Giants corner Sam Beal opts out, so the list of players opting out up to 60 now with the deadline on the way today at 4 o'clock. G sent this to me just before the show started. I was not aware of it, did not see it yesterday. This Russell Wilson video from 2018 that resurfaced on.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't remember this ever happening originally, so.
I don't think, it was not something that made any sort of headlines back then. But yesterday, it took off, got millions and millions of views. You cannot be him, like an NFL quarterback, and as popular as he is, and be any cheesier than what he does in this video. I don't think I've ever seen, and you'll hear it, seen or listened to someone who's been that successful in professional sports sound this lame.
Maybe
and
A-Rod?
This is not.
That's about it.
Yeah, close. but this is worse. Play it.
All right, it's a minute flat, and I'm just gonna let it run.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you got to be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Go-to person for advice, Russell.
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person. Think that person. Love you, Pete. But it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Now, presumably, that's Sierra in the background teeing him up for that, right?
Yeah.
Or one of.
Oh, we lost G there for a second.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Now you're there.
No.
Oh boy.
Oh no. He needs Mr. Unlimited to help him.
This is from 2018. Al's up on these celebrity dating situations. They're married now, of course. Weren't they together?
Oh, for sure.
So who else would it be, right?
Yeah.
Unless he has a sister or something. It's got to be her.
No, it's got to be her. Because were they having relations back then, Al?
No, they were shooting videos instead.
Right, exactly.
Shooting corny videos instead, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with that. And it sucks because I know G has some thoughts here. I see he's very aggravated on the Zoom here. And
well, that's what happens when you're in the brown house.
Yeah, I know.
In the brown couch and everything else.
I've been doing a good job of like staying sane, but if I start having technical issues today, that's going to affect the show. I might burn the brown house down. I might tell my friends I'm sorry, Ben, but
and the sound
it's gotta
machine
go.
Too.
Right. I'll wake him up. I'll say, you can go to my house. I've now got power. I'm going to burn your house down.
Does he put oil on that couch?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any sort of maintenance or anything that goes on in this particular house. But yeah, I guess it was either Gary or one of his kids in the background. I mean, that it's so freaking embarrassing. That he would put, it's like it makes you cringe yes. when you listen to it, and it's even worse when you watch it. I mean, no wonder he had issues with other guys in that locker room like him in Seattle with those teams that, you know, back to the Richard Sherman teams. I mean, how could you be somebody in the NFL and have something in common with that? I mean, seriously, it's impossible to have something in common with someone that cheesy.
Well, he's got a new Mr. Unlimited coming in, Jamal Adams.
Maybe they can make cheesy videos together now.
Unlimited.
It was a bad one.
Yes.
It was. Today, you've got the 102nd PGA Championship getting underway from TPC Harding Park out in San Francisco. So it'll play as the first major in over a year now since the Open Championship. I guess it was last July. We've had quite the layoff. Brooks Koepka's the two-time defending champ. He will play with Gary Woodland and Shane Lowry. They are teeing off at 11 a.m. our time off the 10th tee, and then it's Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas going at 11:33 off the 10th tee.
Yeah, their coverage will be on ESPN and PGA.com the first 2 days, and then Saturday, special programming, you know, a little bit later start on CBS. So 4 p.m. Eastern time Saturday for the PGA Championship. The interesting thing about this, obviously, as you mentioned, it's out there in San Francisco, California, the state hardest hit by the coronavirus. Basically, everybody shut down, and yet they're still having the PGA Championship.
And obviously, there'll be no fans. As we know, they're not going to be fans at any of these events the rest of the way, including the U.S. Open here in New York coming up in, what is it, September, I guess.
Right.
So we'll see how they do. I know Tiger was talking the other day. It's chilly out there. They're right on the water. So he's talking about layering up, and he's not going to have the full mobility with the back and everything. So people that are running to put wagers in on Tiger, just keep an eye on the weather and that marine layer he likes to talk about so much.
And then Brooks Koepka going for three in a row.
That's right. That's right. We'll look forward to that.
Yep.
All right. Very good, CeeLo. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next hour.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.